ever wants to increase his risk and to live a long life should honor ties with his blood relatives. Blood relatives.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Let us again refresh our memory and mind. Nothing can refresh the memory and mind except by the recitation of the Durood. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that those people who will be close to me on the day of judgment will be those who had sent a large number of Durood and salutation upon me whilst they were in the dunya. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulallah. Viewers of Madani Channel, once again we are being blessed with the opportunity to come together and to remind one another about the important duty which Allah assigned to each and every one for us. We are talking about the family ties and the family matters. The silsila is all about the family matters. And in the previous silsila, we did spoke about the virtues of maintaining relationship. So today we're going to follow it up with uquba, yani the punishment for not maintaining the family relationship. What will be at stake if one does not maintain his relationship? What will Allah do to him, the one who cut the family relationship, the one who cut the family ties, that is the tie, the one who cut that knot, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to do with him? So today, inshallah, we are going to look from that angle. After we heard the benefits, today we are going to hear about the demerits of not maintaining the family relationship. Without wasting much of your time, let us go straight to the point of discussion. Number one, the first thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflicts the one who cut the family tie is none other than something which all of us, we are scared. We don't want to be associated. We don't want this to be in our way, be it in this world, be it in the grave, be it on the day of judgment. What is that we don't want to be on our way? Behold, it is the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not talking about an ordinary curse here. Somebody curse you, maybe in future he'll end up kissing you. But this time here, we are talking about the curse of none other than the Almighty Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal. Just pay attention. This is something we need to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to always protect us from getting the case of Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, to prove to that fact that the one who cut the relationship, the family tie, is cursed with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, itself in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just imagine. Mal'un fi kitabillah, is cursed in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala Allahu ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what will be the case if people turn away from Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal and start to spread the mischief on earth and cut the family relationship? Those are the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is cursed. It's coming from the Holy Quran in Surah Muhammad, verse number 22 to 23. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, he said that those are the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed. The people whom Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal cursed in this dunya as well as in the year after, in this dunya, they are the people of which you can have the dunya. You can have whatever you have. The dunya will mean nothing if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed you. Many a time you find people now, they think of suicide. Not that they don't have anything. They have got all the asbab, the wasail of the dunya. But till this wasail of dunya, there's no any sweetness from it. These are the just materials, just the objects. But if there's a case of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you tend, the people nowadays, they opt for suicide because life is suffocating. It's like when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala case you, somebody like he's in the room and all the doors and the windows and the air vent, everything is just being shut away. Nothing will do except for suffocation. So there's a very stern warning for people. If we cut the relationship, and Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal, what He is going to do to us, He is going to curse us. From your money, you'll have good money, numbers, but there's deprivation. You've got children, the children, they themselves, they'll be the source of your destruction. Be it anything, anything you think of. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is away from the equation, there's always disaster. May Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal protect us. Really, it make me to remember, or rather to quote the saying of Ali bin Husayni, the son of Al-Husayn, whom he named Ali after the grandfather Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Ali ibn Husayni, Ali, the son of Husayn, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he gave advice, vast advice to his son. Qala yawman li waladih, he said to his son, my son, ya bunay, oh my son, don't ever play with somebody who cut the family tie. Don't ever associate yourself with somebody who cut the family ties. Don't ever be with them. Don't ever sit with them. Don't ever associate with them. Because there's no any barakah which will come in their way. There's always bad news in their way. What did he say? Then he goes on and says, oh, verily I found the one who break the family tie. I found him to be cursed. Mal'unan fi kitabillah. In the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I read the Holy Quran from beginning to end. My son, I introspect to what the Quran carries. Then I find the one who cut the family ties. He is cursed by Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal in three places. So there are three verses which are explicit in cursing the one who cut the family tie. Who was saying? Ali ibn Husayni. He was advising his son. My son, be away. Don't ever associate yourself with somebody who cut, somebody who live away, who neglect the family ties. Why? Because I found in the Quran, in three places, Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal explicitly cursing him. May Allah protect one and all. Then number two, the one who cut the family tie in the religion of Islam is included from the fasiqina al-khasirin. Al-fasiqina, yani those people, ahlul fisq, the people of transgression, the people of crimes, the people of evil doing. Wala khasirina, the word khasirina, losers. You lose. You only lose your family. You lose your family. You lose your dignity. You lose your honor. You end up losing Jannah itself. So they are from among us the losers. Tell me, what more can we talk about losing if you lose Jannah? You lose something, otherwise, you know what, you're a loser, but nevertheless, hear what we're talking about. We're talking about something big, the bigger picture. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 26 to 27? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ الَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلَ وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ صدق الله العلي العظيم. Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal is telling us about these people that the Quran itself, it guides and it misled some people. Any who does not benefit from the Quran. Those people, who are they? They are those people, Al-Fasiqeen. They are number one, the Fasiqeen, as we say that the people who cut the family ties, they are from the Fasiqeen. So this is to prove and to substantiate our the fact. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that they are the Fasiqeen. Who are they? The Fasiqeen. Alladina yanquduna ahda Allah. They are those people who break the pledges of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Min ba'di mithaqi, after acknowledging it. They know it, but they break deliberately, intentionally, willingly, they break. وَيَقْطَعُونَ, then they go on and what? And cut. مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَيُّ صَلَى, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded that it must be upheld and it must be maintained. It must be joined. Like family tie, it must be joined. It must be maintained. Now these people, they what? They openly break it. وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, because of that they spread mischief on earth. It's part of spreading mischief on earth. They know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Those viewers of Madani channel are the losers. Those are the losers. Those are the real losers in as far as losing, the real sense losing of highest order. What? They will lose the family in this dunya. They will lose the love of the family. They will lose the closeness of the family. In the grave, they will lose the salvation in the grave. In the hereafter, they are going to lose paradise. And ultimately, they will lose Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. So, is there any definition of losing more above this? This is the punishment number two. Punishment number one, we heard what? They are cursed. They are cursed naturally by Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. Number two, what? They are losers. They are losing. Their team is not always on the winning side. The team of this type of people is always losing. The dunya, they lose the dunya. The akhirah, they lose the akhirah. What they have gained is only nothing except losing. May Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal protect us. Number three, the one who break the family ties. You see, sins, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, the way He deals with sins, is unique. There's the sins which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala postpone. If He wills, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will punish or He will forgive. And some sins, they are going to be taking retribution on the Day of Judgment. But there are sins whereby somebody will start to be punished in this dunya before he also led to the akhirah. And then akhirah, wa adabul akhirah ashad. The adab of akhirah, then it will be implying, it will be more, it will be. From among us is qati'ur rahm, to break the family ties. So among is the sins which one start to harvest in this dunya. You're being said to be punished in the dunya. An Abi Bakarin radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the summary of what was said by Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is no any sin except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes will hasten its punishment, except this sin of what? Of cutting the ties. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some other sin, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal delay the punishment. But the sin of cutting the family ties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the punishment. It come quickly. This is a plug and play. Nowadays we have got this type of terminology. It's a plug and play. Just do, you receive there and there. So this one among is the sin wherein one is dealt with it in this dunya. It is from what? From cutting the family tie. Imam Abu Dawood and At-Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah narrated this narration. So what are we learning? We are learning that if we break our ties, it won't wait for tomorrow. We'll start to receive, we'll be the receivers of the punishment quickly. So if the business is not moving, it's not progressing, and your life is not, just reflect, see, try to diagonize the problem. Where are you getting it wrong? Like in business, when the business is not going, people, they'll just find an accountant, an auditor, they'll come, a bookkeeper, then they from an accountant to an auditor, to try to find and to utilize and to diagonize to see where they are getting wrong. So now, if in this case, if you see your life is, try to see, are you maintaining your family relationship? Because in majority of this case now, you are hearing that that's where we are getting it wrong. So inshallah, I hope and pray that it is an eye-opener to one and all to know that what is in stake here, it is very, very big. It's not something small. It's not something to joke off with. It's something whereby the Sharia itself is taking it seriously and is taking it with a further step. And normally it intervenes in as far as somebody wants to tamper around with it. I hope, let's say that, a sleeping lion, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kiss the one who go and kick it. Meaning to say the fitna, the one who start it, is going to be the one who is going to be blamed. So these things around of Allah's case and Allah's punishment, no one for us we can stand. So let us try to abstain from things which would draw and call for Allah's anger. By mistake or by any human error, we happen to break. So now it is time for us to make amends before it is too late. Going on number four, yani the fourth thing from those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished this type of person who cut off his family relationship, is that his deeds are not raised up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the authority of Abu Huraira, he said that he had the Holy Prophet, that he said, the deeds of children of Adam, they are presented in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal each and every night of Thursday, that is a night before Jummah, and Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal does not accept the deeds of the one who cut the family ties. When the deeds, yani, they are raised to Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal will accept the deeds, but there are certain type personnel of whom Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal won't be accepting from them. From among them is what? The person who cut on the family tie. Imam Ahmad did narrated this narration in his Musnad of Imam Ahmad. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make us to understand it is a point and concern wherein we need to know that whenever these type of things are being mentioned, we need to check now ourselves to see where we are getting it wrong. So when the deeds are being presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes there are big nights also. We know Laylatul Qadr, we know Laylatul Bara, we know also this Laylatul Milad, and everything, whenever this time, we anticipate that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts, we want also our name to be put also in the category of whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts. So we are learning that from among the things which can hinder us for our deeds to be accepted is was to cut the family ties. So we need to maintain it. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make us to realize this before it is too late. And the fifth one is what? As we have mentioned in the benefits is what? That if you cut the relationship, then your punishment which Allah will give you is what? Is that He also cut the relationship with you. You need the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dua which we make, we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept. The children we have, we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us barakah. Always we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now if we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cut away from you, then it means that the dua which we're making and all these things now, it's going to be hard for you. So you need always to maintain your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So not only to maintain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, okay, then maintain also the relationship with the relative of yours. Then when you maintain with the relative of yours, then I'll maintain also relationship with you. It's an easy, it's an equation, which what you do to point A must be done to point B. It's something which is just straightforward. So you don't want to maintain with the family, then Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal does not have any need to maintain also relationship with you. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported by Imam At-Tirmidhi. He said that لا يدخل الجنة. He will not enter into Jannah. Who is this unfortunate one? That is the question ringing to each and everybody, because all of us we yearn to enter into Jannah. It is our desire. It is our wish that we want to enter into Jannah. We want salvation. We want to be from among the people who will be admitted into Jannah. Many a time we make dua bi ghayri hisab, also that Allah make us to enter into Jannah without accountability. So, but now this one here, whether there is accountability and there is no accountability, is not to be made to be enter into Jannah. Who is this one here? Qatia, the one who cut what? The rahm, the family ties. So we've enumerated many bad effects today, which will afflict the one who cut the family tie. So we make dua in the court of Allah, Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, that we need to prevent ourselves, and also we need to pass the message to our children, not to be from among the people who cut the relative. Nowadays also we people, the parents, we help especially the children in this type of doings, wherein we say that, oh, don't play with the children of so-and-so. Don't associate with the children so-and-so. That is the wrong message which we give to the children. We need to teach them to maintain the family ties. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبَ صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلاة وسلام عليك يا رسول الله.
Whoever wants to increase his risk and to live a long life should honor ties with his blood relatives.